Remember the theme of our reflection this morning. You cannot serve both God and Mammon. In the first reading of today, taken from the book of Prophet Amos, God is not happy with those who intimidate the poor, who pretend to worship and serve God, but at the same time, intimidate, cheat, and steal from the poor. And God says in the reading, the first reading of today, he says about those people, never will I forget a thing they have done. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, how do we react towards those who intimidate, cheat, and steal from us? How do we react towards them? How do we react towards those who intimidate, cheat, and steal from the poor? The second reading of today gives us an answer. The second reading, taken from the first letter of St. Paul to Timothy, he says, beloved, first of all, I ask that supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgivings be offered for everyone, for kings, and for all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. This is good and pleasing to God, our Savior, who wills everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So, St. Paul is telling us that we should pray for such people so that they may repent and come back to God. God does not want the death of a sinner. He wants the sinner to repent and come back to him. The gospel of today, taken from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus says, you cannot serve both God and Mammon. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, let us not allow the things of this world that are passing away to draw our attention away from God. You know, money cannot buy you everything. Money can buy you a house, but not a home. There is a difference between house and home. Many people have beautiful houses, but not everyone has a home. Money can buy you a bed, but not sleep. Many people have beautiful beds, but some do not sleep at night. Money can buy you a book, but not knowledge. Money can earn you a title, but not respect. Money can buy a clock, but not time. Time wasted cannot be regained. Money can buy you a car, but not Johnny Macy's. Only God can grant Johnny Macy's. Sometimes we put pressure on ourselves, struggling to accumulate the things of the world that are passing away. But sometimes we forget that true happiness does not come from the things of the world, the material things of the world that are passing away. True happiness comes from God. You know, material things lost can be found. But there is only one thing that when it is lost, can never be found. And that is life. Whether you wear a $30 or a $300 watch, both tell the same time. The time says, by my watch, roughly 10 minutes to 11. And what says the time by your own watch? Is it not the same? I bought this only $30. And your own, maybe you bought it more than $30. But they both tell the same time. Whether you drive a $30,000 or a $150,000 car, the road and the distance are the same. And we get to the same destination. Whether you carry a $30 or a $300 bag or wallet, the amount of money inside is the same. Whether the house we live in is $300 or 3,000 square feet, loneliness is the same. Whether you fly first class or economy class, when the plane goes down, you go down with it. Of course. That is clear. So, do not educate your children to be rich. Educate them to be happy, so that when they grow up, they know the value of things, not the price. May God bless you.